You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That was a man that etched his legendary status in the world of jazz at a very ripe young age. The man known by his nickname Brownie. That was the great trumpeter Clifford Brown with the tune Swingin' off a 1989 catalog of his work called The Complete Emergency Recordings of Clifford Brown. And it's going to be from this impressive body of work that we will spend the next hour together looking into the life and all of that music of Clifford Brown. He's known equally for his prowess on the trumpet as he is for leaving us at the age of 25 after a tragic car accident. Born a day before Halloween in 1930 in Wilmington, Delaware, he began playing the trumpet at the age of 13. When things began going strong for him, he got a music scholarship at the University of Delaware. And at that time, they had no music department at the university, so he studied mathematics as a freshman. Clifford covered so many jazz corners in only 4 full years of recording, and his influence was huge. He had a profound impact on other trumpeters like Donald Byrd, Lee Morgan, Booker Little, and the great Freddie Hubbard. And we shall explore his tunes and life much more as we roll on here. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Dimino, coming to you from a town that has a long-lasting jazz tradition with quality clubs and musicians each and every year, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, ready to give you a full hour of the great Clifford Brown. And as we move forward here, here's Clifford with the tune Crazy He Calls Me.
And I'll move the mountains. If he wants them out of the way. Crazy, he calls me. Sure, I'm crazy, crazy in love, I say. I say I'll go through fire, and I'll go through fire. As he wants it, so it shall be. Crazy, he calls me. Sure, I'm crazy. Crazy in love, you see. Like the wind that shakes a bough, he moves me with a smile. Difficult, I'll do right now. The impossible will take a little while. I say I'll care forever, and I mean forever. If I have to hold up the sky, crazy, he calls me. Sure, I'm crazy, crazy in love, am I? He moves me with a smile. The difficult I do right now, the impossible will take a little while. I say I'll care forever, and I mean forever. If I have to hold up the sky, crazy, he calls me. And sure, I'm crazy, crazy in love.
If you're around Kansas City, be sure to listen to Neon Jazz with Joe Tamino.
That was Clifford with the tune The Scene Is Clean off the 1989 Complete Emercy Recordings. Clifford was born into a musical family in a progressive East Side neighborhood of Wilmington. His father organized his four youngest sons into a vocal quartet. When he was quite young, he began making trips to Philadelphia, and as the years went by, they became more frequent. In June 1950, he was seriously injured in a car accident after a successful gig, and the two combinations of gigs and cars proved both disastrous and fruitful for the young Clifford. During his year-long hospitalization, Dizzy Gillespie, who he gigged with, visited the younger trumpeter and pushed him to pursue his musical career. His injuries limited him to the piano for months. He never fully recovered from that accident and would routinely dislocate his shoulder for the rest of his life, perhaps a precursor. And this next tune on the show is likely the epitome of his very short and young life, Falling in Love with Love.
Falling in love with love is falling for make-believe. Falling in love with love is playing the fool. Caring too much is such a juvenile fancy. Learning to trust is just for children in school. I fell in love with love one night when the moon was full. I was unwise with eyes unable to see. I fell in love with love everlasting. But love fell out with me.
Jazz with Joe Nimino, the best music on your dial.
That was Clifford with the tune Sweet Clifford, or better known as Clifford's Fantasy. His career took off when he took on various gigs with jazz celebs like Dizzy Gillespie, Fats Navarro, and Charlie Parker. His recording debut with an R&B group was Chris Powell's Blue Flames in March of 1952, and his big break came in 1953 when he recorded with the great Lou Donaldson. Our next song here on the program featuring Clifford on this hour dedicated to him is the tune Flossie Lou.
Thank you.
That was Clifford kicking it up a bit with the tune Stompin' at the Savoy. So Clifford was both influenced and encouraged by Fats Navarro. As a result of that teaching, he developed a sound that was warm and round, and notably consistent across the full range of the instrument. He articulated every single note, and he had a keen sense of harmony that allowed him to deliver bold statements through complex harmonic progressions. He really started to grow through gigs with Tad Dameron, J.J. Johnson, Lionel Hampton, and the great Art Blakey. And this was before forming his own group with Max Roach, the Clifford Brown and Max Roach Quintet. And it was a high water mark of the whole hard bop style that evolved. And this next tune is another anthem for Clifford's short existence. Here he is with the song, What Am I Here For? Some more neon jazz.
Do it!
Thank you.
That was Clifford with the song Da Howd. So his clean living allowed him to escape the hells of heroin going down in the jazz world at the time. His friend Sonny Rollins, who was recovering from a heroin addiction himself, said that Clifford was a profound influence on his personal life. He showed him that it was possible to live a good clean life and still be a good jazz musician. The great Benny Golson, who had done a stint in Lionel Hampton's band with Clifford, wrote the tune I Remember Clifford to honor his memory. The piece became a jazz standard, and as musicians paid tribute by recording their own interpretations of the song throughout the years. Here's Clifford with the tune Jackie, next on Neon Jazz, as we roll on with his brilliant music.
Thank you. jazz.
That was the tune Smoke Gets in Your Eyes. So the Clifford Brown Jazz Foundation was established back in 1994 as an homage to his life. This organization is dedicated to honoring Clifford's memory and inspiring a love for jazz among the young people. As we come closer to the end of this hour of Clifford Jazz, here he is with the tune Love is a Many Splendored Thing. We'll be right back. Again, that was Clifford with Love is a Many Splendored Thing off his 1989 catalog of recordings. So during the early morning hours of June 26, 1956, Clifford and Richie Powell were driving to Chicago for their next gig when Richie's wife, Nancy, drove the car so the fellows could sleep. She lost control of the car and it went off the road. All three were killed. That brilliant, soaring sound of one of the finest trumpeters to ever grace the jazz craft still goes on and on in the annals of jazz lore. And with that, thanks to you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a legend behind the mic, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Like what you heard? Well, let us know. We can't hear you out there in Radio Land. Drop us a line at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Neon Jazz.